Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we're going to begin a new series. It's very short because we're looking at the prophet Haggai. Haggai is only two chapters, but it is a very significant contribution from a prophet who's urging God's people to fulfill and see completed the whole vision that God has given. You see, the people of Israel were obviously very sad when they were out of their land. A little while ago, we were looking at Daniel, and all of the story really of Daniel is about a people in bondage. They're not in the place where they were meant to be. They were in a place of desolation. They were in a place of punishment because they'd rebelled and disobeyed God. But the hope always was that one day they'd get back into their land. And what Haggai is having to do is this. He's really having to say, look, it's great that you're back in the land. That's fantastic. You had all those years in the wilderness, years in exile, and you're now back in the land, but you have come back to establish God's work in your nation. And one of the key ways that there's a sense of establishing the work of God is to build the temple. Today we are challenged to build the church. And we're not talking about a physical building. We're talking about building that community of people that demonstrate the life and the love and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the challenge that comes through Haggai is a challenge that comes to us today. And that is, sometimes we can get complacent. Sometimes we can enjoy part of the plan of God, but we're not willing to pursue and actually see fulfilled the whole of the plan of God. And that is a very, very important matter. We must never just do something of God's will. We need to do all of God's will. Remember how in the days of people like Joshua, that strange but powerful command that they should do everything to destroy all of the enemy, not just a little bit, not just a few objects, not just a few altars. It was a complete demolition job that was needed. And then with the book of Samuel, you have Saul who spares some of the enemy. And again, the injunction is strong. You didn't do everything. You started to do some of what God wanted, but you didn't do the full extent. Well, that's what the prophet is challenging. He says to the people, is it time for you to be living in your panelled houses while the house of God remains a ruin? Haven't you thought about the fact that you're looking after yourselves very well, but you are neglecting the house of God? And then he gives them illustrations which have been touches from God that aren't meant to be heavy judgment, but just pointers to help them to ask questions. He says things like, well, you know, you harvest, you plant a lot, but you don't harvest very much. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, and you never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages, only to put them in a purse with holes in it. What Haggai is doing, he's saying, haven't you thought about why that's happening? Have you just accepted, oh, well, you know, the harvest wasn't very good? Don't you realize that these things are happening? You are not getting the best out of what you have. This discontentment, this lack of progress, it's actually the hand of God. He's challenging you to repent and get your priorities right. And that's really what the message of chapter 1 is. We're going to pause in a moment and have some worship. My good friend Patrick will join me. And we'll think a little bit more about the challenge of Haggai to God's people regarding putting his will before their will.
You're the one who set the stars on high and made them shine for us. And you're the one who made the earth and sky and breathed life into us. And your love so sweet that we can only fall at your feet, and we will sing a song of love to you, O Lord. And we will bring that song of love to you forevermore and evermore. Upon himself the pain of all, give his life for us. And your love so strong that we can only fall at your throne, and we will sing a song of song of love to you forevermore and evermore. You're all we need, a love that sets us free, free from the sin, free from the shame, free to be close to you.
Listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about the first chapter of the book of Haggai. So, Richard, let's just set this in a little bit of context, if we may, first of all. This is the people of Israel having come back from their long exile.
Yes. Yes, that's it. And there's people like Nehemiah around, and they've all been part of this process. Zerubbabel as another leading character, they're trying to get things back to what they should have been.
And what seems to have happened is that the people have, you know, got back to their homes, they've got things going again, they've started life and all the things that they do from day to day, but they seem to have ignored any sort of a spiritual element in all of this. They've rebuilt their own houses, but they haven't rebuilt the temple.
That's right. That's right. It just hasn't been a priority. They have thought to look after themselves and their families, which, of course, one would never deny that there's a good case for that.
Mm.
But the temple was still in a mess. It was still in ruins, And Haggai is really giving a fairly firm wake-up call. Come on, you've got to do something about this.
So is there anything for us today in all of this, or is it something that's very specific to, you know, to this point in time? Can we apply it to our lives?
Well, I believe we can, because I think that always putting the work of God and the kingdom of God, we are called to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will come together. Now, I know we've got to be aware of the needs of our family. I know we've got to be aware of our own needs, that people who work too hard can become sick, and that isn't going to help. But somehow within all of that, we've got to make sure there's no excuses in any of that, but that we have a heart to build the Church of Jesus Christ.
It would seem in our day to have to really be a reflection of what we might call the need for renewal. You know, life in general is ticking over fine, but people are not paying attention to God.
Yes, I think it's just interesting, isn't it? On the day of Pentecost, when you have the 3,000 converted, they immediately were devoted to the word, they were devoted to prayer, to the breaking of bread, and to the fellowship. And they were devoted to helping each other in practical ways. And this seems to be a kind of a, well, physically we're in the land, but spiritually our hearts are still back where they were. So it's a case of getting the spirit to catch up with where they're physically being placed.
Good. Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Next time we'll go and have a look at the second and final chapter of the book of Haggai. So join us again as we continue looking at God's word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.